PFT Media.
Yeah, everybody, Dead P, Pedro Lima, the Tom Brady to the Danny Amendola in the end zone is the devil's in the details. Coming to you live from Cinema Curse Paradiso Stadium.
Almost.
Something, I don't know what studio.
Here we are, we're the princes of the universe.
We should name it. Baby.
Any business owner can name the studio they want for a nominal fee. Just reach out to PFT.
Ooh.
Radio Network at gmail.com.
The GNC Studios. It'll be something swanky. What's swanky here in the Orlando area?
The 7-Eleven Studios.
The Jeremiah's Ice.
The Jeremiah Ice, the Crown Plaza Recording Studio.
Maryland Fried Chicken Presents. Is there anything more Orlando? Beefy King Studio. Beefy King
That'd be an honor.
Beefy King.
That'd be sure. Right? That'd be for real. Like, I'd do it for a sandwich.
Alley Giant Studios.
Oh, the Alley Giant Studios.
What's something old? The Voss Studios. I can cave into the evilest people.
Wally Liquor Store Presents.
Yes. Wally's Liquor Store Presents in association with Lou Gardens.
Here you go. All under TG Lee Co.
Right, and the last standing Krispy Kreme on 1792. It's the devil's in the details. Pedro Lima, Dan Perella, super producer Chris Crespo here with you guys. Ooh. Look at that. That's the type of feedback we have been getting lately. And it's so weird.
Yeah.
And it's so odd. We did a phenomenal show with Simon Says on the Simon Says trivia show.
Yep.
That was a lot. I'm going to tell you right now, Dan.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I always knew you're the brains of this operation. I am the looks.
Yes.
But I have a man crush on Simon Says, dude. That dude was...
Charismatic, right?
Yo, man. That guy was like a snake charmer or something, dude. Because that was... he made it fun. And my wife was like... In the parking lot yelling at me. It's like, you set me up. You set me up so I can look stupid.
Really? That's funny.
That one? It's like, you got it. It's like, I have no idea.
It seemed like she was having fun, though.
No. She had fun. We had great time. Even after. She didn't argue afterwards stuff like that. She really
she's saying
about
beforehand.
Beforehand. I thought it was a team effort kind of thing.
And no, you guys went head-to-head. Head-to-head.
But I still want to know what our team score combined to other episodes.
Gonna add them up. That's beautiful. When we do more episodes of that show, where like a whole podcast is making up the
that would be like cool. It's like we had teams made of all the different shows, and the shows competed.
Yeah, like a that like would be March fun. Madness. Yeah.
We can do that. That's a live situation. Because of the amount of people that we're gonna need.
Set it up, Oblivion.
There we go.
Set it up, Oblivion.
It's a great idea.
We'll go out there.
We'll bring our three listeners. Everyone else brings theirs.
Dude, here's another weird thing, right? Yeah. So my brother,
right?
I call him my brother, mi hermano azul, Arnie Ellis, came to visit from LA. So I met up with him at the other bar in downtown Orlando.
Right.
Had a few people come up to me, dude, I really enjoy your podcast and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh,
Devils, really?
Yeah. That's the same response I have. Like,
you sure they weren't confused?
No, old Chupa
Did somebody? Did somebody re-release the Chupa podcast?
They were like, man, we're loving what the hell is Angels listening to, man. Listen every Friday. Yeah. Sure, that's what they're saying.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. Angels don't even talk. I want him to talk. Yeah. But that's pretty dope. And I was like, dude, yeah, thank you, man. It's awesome. It's great. And it's like, yeah, I know, it's, you know, the history stuff. And, you know, it's some last few episodes, we didn't even do history. Like, no, but that's cool and stuff like that. And then that other guy that sent it was on Facebook. I can't even think of his name. And I apologize, dude. It's not that we're divas and we don't care who you are.
You're busy guys with family.
We have families and other work stuff.
It's a feat to even get you guys once a month to record.
But one of the greatest compliments that you can give anybody is like, I want to hear more.
Mm, yes.
And that's one thing that it says. That we want to hear.
Oh, that was my friend Zach.
Yeah, we want to hear more of you guys talking. Mm-hmm. We would love to do it more, but this is calculated. This is precise.
Schedules are tight.
This is surgical precision.
Marriage-saving precision.
Oh. Dan's just learning this. Dan's just
I'm
learning
new on the tightrope.
You gotta take him under your wing.
I'm telling you, we've talked about it. When Dan goes to me, he's like, I don't know how you do it. It's like, I didn't know how I did it. I just did it, and then I just dealt with the consequences later.
Well, now you gotta think back and like retroactively figure it out, like reverse engineer it. Like, oh, I think I just listened that one time.
Yeah, I'm more of I ask for forgiveness than permission.
It's easier to ask for forgiveness.
And then when you start learning, it's like, is it okay? Yeah. Are you cool with me? And then you got to start working trades out and everything like that.
There's definitely a I'll watch the kids for X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Saturday's yours. I need to podcast.
Sometimes I just be like, no, go out with the girls. And I just have it in my back pocket, just waiting. Like Lisa's about to go on a cruise, right? Lisa's going on a cruise in, I think, May. Right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, go.
That's a lot to
say, though. Go get your passport. Go get it. My buddy Dave Nickerson's getting married in July. He's throwing a bachelor party in April in Las Vegas. Guess where I'm going to chip in.
Yeah.
Nice. That's maybe I'm going to catch out.
there you go.
Vegas, 2 days. Hope everybody had a great New Year.
Yeah.
As you're aware, we do record these before
a little bit early.
Hopefully everybody enjoyed everything. Super Bowl is set. Yeah. The Dan Perella Super Bowl Extravaganza Food Fest will be on Sunday at Dan's house. This is special invites only. On the menu, like always every year, it's foods from the respective cities. Dan has cooked everything that New England has pretty much offered that he's had to really expand outside of Massachusetts and really dip into the real New England.
What for the records?
Yeah.
New Hampshire.
Canada.
Not Canada.
No, not Canada.
Michigan.
No.
Okay. Pennsylvania.
So you have you have Connecticut.
Yeah, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
And New Hampshire.
Okay. Rhode Island.
Vermont. Vermont. And Maine.
Five states.
Yeah. And then Massachusetts, of course. But yeah, we're talking about the non. Yeah. Massachusetts. There's.
How did they get away with that? New England as a team for
what? It's
team?
Like the whole region. Well, it's like when there was the California Angels.
Yeah.
They claimed a whole state.
It's a whole state, but still one state.
Well, the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, but it's
one state.
Florida Marlins. Yeah.
But yeah, you're talking about claiming multiple states.
Yeah.
Well, that region always moves together. That's the way it's always been. So
politically, culturally,
interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah. They should just call it band together. Imagine the strength of that state. Right?
They wouldn't do that, though. They'd lose senators. Two senators for every state.
They would lose senators.
That would be. Yes. That means you're giving up like eight liberal senators in the.
Write that down. We're gonna need to know the history of New England.
Okay.
Eventually on this. So Dan, what's on the menu for Philadelphia first?
All right. So for Philadelphia, we've got the Philly cheesesteaks.
Yes.
Right. Absolutely. With your disgusting cheese whiz, I'll make it the way you guys do.
That's the way it
is. That's how it is. They are home of the soft pretzel.
Home of the soft pretzel.
Yes, so we're going to have a whole soft pretzel station with a bunch of dipping sauces as well.
Okay, what type of dipping sauces are we talking here?
I'm still going to look around.
Cheese whiz?
Cheese whiz, of course. We're going to do like a garlic butter as well.
Uh-huh.
Those ones that stick to your arteries.
Okay.
So I'm going to look around for a couple of different types. Probably a honey mustard as well. Okay. Just something simple there.
Okay. Is there going to be a Hershey bar?
No, I don't.
Hershey fountain.
I think actually Hershey is closer to Pittsburgh than it is.
Okay,
Philadelphia.
Then we'll scratch on that.
Yeah. So then we've got Scrapple is being made.
What the hell is Scrapple?
It is a pork loaf.
Okay.
It's basically pork ends and stuff mixed with cornmeal and baked and such to make like a corn meatloaf.
Okay.
Or a pork meatloaf. And then we are dipping into the Italian section of Philadelphia. And
a lot of racism!
A little bit of racism. The stromboli was made in Philadelphia.
No, really?
Yeah. The stromboli. Right. So I'm going to make stromboli as well there for Philadelphia.
Okay. And now for your New England... See, excuse me, I've had the New England menu so many times.
Right.
It's always lobster roll,
mm-hmm.
Crab cakes.
Sometimes. Boston baked beans.
Boston baked beans. And then one year, and this is when the Giants beat New England.
Uh-huh. 2012.
Was it 2012 the last time?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Was it 2012? Okay.
They beat him twice.
Yeah, so, it is 2012. I remember that.
And he then did this clam thing that stunk up.
That wasn't that.
That wasn't that?
That was San Francisco.
That was San Francisco and Baltimore.
That was San Francisco, Baltimore.
What the hell was that?
It was Cipino. It was a clam soup, and I made the mistake of letting it sit a little bit too long, so it stunk horribly.
Did it taste? Yeah, it tasted fine. Oh, really?
Yeah, it tasted fine.
I just can't see something that stinks.
Yeah.
We got that stinky fruit. One thing I forgot. Cabbage. Cabbage stinks, but tastes delicious.
One thing I forgot from Philadelphia, pepper pot soup is also going to be
Pepper pot?
Pepper pot soup, yeah.
What is that?
It's just really like a chunky soup. It's an old with colonial... peppers? Pepper in general, just black pepper. It's an old colonial recipe. There's like green peppers and stuff in there too. Yeah.
Okay.
So different types of various bell peppers and black peppers.
Just like a rustic soup.
Yeah, it's kind of what the militia ate on the go.
Sure.
So
okay. So now for New England.
New England. I have decided to start specializing in certain New England states.
Okay.
So last year was Vermont. So I made a bunch of Vermontese type of food.
Bear.
I just looked up what Bernie Sanders likes to eat, and that's what I made.
They have maple cheese?
Yeah, they probably do. They're the land of cheddar and maple, so yeah, might as well. Yeah, so, and basically, that's what I've done. So
that would be amazing, a nice chunk of cheddar with maple? With a glaze.
Oh, I'm sure it's there.
I was thinking a chunk of cheddar, and you bite into it, and then it's got like maple
inside. Yeah. Oh, word! It's like a maple gusher syrup.
Your candy is cheese.
Oh. Yo, that could be made.
Someone should do. We should look that up, see if it's been yet.
That could be made. Lisa says hello.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
So this year's Connecticut.
Connecticut. Connecticut has the...
steamed cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Okay. It's also got the lobster rolls, so that's going to come out again. They always come. A white clam pizza.
Is that white sauce?
Yes.
White sauce.
Yeah, it's not marinara. They call it a pizza. And just an A in front of the pizza for some reason.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a white clam pizza. And then I'm going to have apple cider donuts.
Okay. Yeah, I've had those.
And pumpkin pie.
Really?
Yeah, that's a thing there.
Oh, year round?
Yeah. Ugh. It's kind of a specialty there. It's cooler up there all the time.
Dumb Connecticut people.
But sure it is
but
colder.
That's Connecticut, so that's what we're going to have. I'm throwing some Cape Cod chips and a couple little things in there.
What do you guys do in November, Connecticut? When the whole
extra
country
pumpkin
is...
pumpkin pie.
Extra pumpkin?
Pumpkin pie with cheddar and maple syrup.
This is the month we don't have pumpkin.
Apple now.
Yeah. Yuck, I hate it. All right, so let's get into session here then. So this episode should be airing in February.
Right after the Super Bowl. So by the time you guys hear this menu.
Congratulations to...
the New England Patriots.
Okay.
let's be honest here.
Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles for your big upset.
There is no way you are actually saying that correctly.
Let's just cover our bases.
I like how the Giants fan is congratulating the Eagles, though.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard to either one. It's like, I don't even know. The thing is, if New England wins, they're going to be obnoxious. If Philadelphia wins, oh, Lord, they're going to be so obnoxious.
Oh, they're going to make the alt-right look like the Boy Scouts.
Yeah. Oh.
It's Alien versus Predator. Whoever wins, we lose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man, but who's Predator? Because I was really rooting for the Predator.
I think the Patriots are the Predator in this instance.
Are they?
Yeah, I got to think. I really think Philadelphia fans are worse than New England fans.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah, they are scumbags.
Really bad.
Grew up in New York, right in the middle between the two. So it was like, equal disdain.
They had
both.
To grease the poles in Philadelphia because they didn't want them climbing out.
The Crisco, yes, I saw that.
That's some,
the Crisco cops.
And
people make fun of Florida.
And I don't know anybody that said, oh my God, is he okay? When they showed a video of the guy that was running next to the train and he ate that post. Nobody said, it's like, is he okay? Everybody's like, good.
Yeah. Good. It's this very angry town. I don't understand why.
So we're talking Black history.
Yes.
And today's session is concentrated on African...
The motherland.
The motherland. We're going to the motherland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my way. The giant lions. All right, then, what you got?
Don't get me started.
I mean, Africa has a huge amount of history that a lot of people don't know. Because, for the most part...
District 9.
The Africa... Yes. The Africans never really wrote anything down for the longest time. It was all in oral history up until about the 1300s.
We don't need to get racist about things. They can draw.
But so it was storytelling was the big thing for Africans. Okay. Storytelling and lore, which is why you get a lot of great stories out of them, and they become like this honored thing in the tribe. The storyteller is considered the most honored, but they didn't start writing things down until they get in contact with the Muslims. And then even then, it's not until 1300 that African history is actually written down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's, wow.
So most of the time, it's really just word of mouth, oral tradition storytelling. That's why we don't have that many records of African civilizations. But they have been around for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, they're the first civilization. Each region is very, very different. That's another thing too. A lot of people think Africa, you know, it's like, oh, they all know each other.
Yeah. Africa, like it's, I'm going to New York. I'm going to Africa. Mm-hmm. No, that's not what.
Where in Africa? The United States can fit in Africa about 3 times. That's the size of Africa when you're saying, oh yeah, those Africans, you know, a guy in the Ivory Coast is not going to know anybody from Zimbabwe. That's just how it is. But, you know, we all kind of characterize them. So, interesting stuff, though. They've been around for a long time. I'm going to give you, like, 3 examples of some great civilizations over the time. And the first one, we're going to head over to Ethiopia.
Oh, everybody knows Ethiopia from their hit song, We Are the World.
Exactly. Exactly. So, that's what we got. We've got Ethiopia. And,
I try to keep it together, but then Crest
so mean. Really.
Just so mean. But that's the only one from We Are the World.
And South Park, yes.
And they've got so much more than that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They were one of the first classical civilizations. It used to be called the Kingdom of Aksum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so basically, for those of you who don't know where Ethiopia is, you're looking at south of Egypt, right across the Red Sea from the Middle East. That's where Ethiopia is. And it used to be the Kingdom of Aksum, and it was huge. They were the masters of the ivory trade. They were the masters of metalworking. And
vibranium.
Vibranium, right? Ivory, rhino horns especially, because back then, people thought that they had magical properties, these rhino horns. And they were, you would list the great civilizations of the classical world, and people talked about the Han Dynasty, the Roman Empire, the Guptas in India, and then Aksum in Africa. It was the fourth one, but kind of ignored because a lot of people don't teach African history.
Racism.
I mean...
The birthplace.
The homeland, baby. But they are the first African civilization to convert to Christianity.
The Aksums?
The Aksums, right. There's a guy by the name of King Izana in the 300s.
Okay.
And he converts to Christianity, converts his whole nation to Christianity because he wants better trading with the Roman Empire.
And the only way to do that, you got to be like, I believe in the whole thing.
Exactly. He's like, if I'm Christian, maybe they will. And he starts changing history so that Aksum is actually part of biblical history. That's how far he goes. So it's pretty cool. So
what do you mean? Did he incorporate a story? He made up a story.
Incorporates a story.
Oh, he does.
He does. He goes back in.
Jesus came here, and
further back than that.
Okay,
he goes all the way to the stories of David and Solomon. Okay, so I believe it's my biblical history is a little bit rough here, but
trained here. Okay,
I believe it was King Solomon that's visited by the Queen of Sheba. Okay, essentially. And so the story goes that the Queen of Sheba was the one that he trusted with the Ten Commandments and the Ark of the Covenant. and then she took it to safekeeping in Sheba. That's how the legend goes. Uh-huh. Well, nobody really knew where Sheba was. So he created this whole legend and like mapped out star charts, had his historians work on all this stuff to claim that Sheba was Axum this entire time. And so that they are the rightful owners of the Ark of the Covenant.
Word. So he just straight up jacked them.
And then builds this huge temple where he claims that the Ark is inside. Nobody's allowed to go in, of course, because the power of the Ark will destroy you.
Correct.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, still today.
I've seen Raiders of the
Lost Ark. Right. Yeah. If you go today to Ethiopia, to the city of just outside the ruins of Axum.
They won't let you in?
Yeah, it's still gated off and everything. The temple still, they still claim the Ark of the Covenant is inside that temple.
Hmm. And nobody's broken into this.
Yeah, I mean.
Not that I've known.
Sounds like, sounds like a good
continue
setup for
a movie. I talked to our supposed guest that was supposed to be here, Ken Miller. Please forgive all this the N-words his, you're going
to
hear.
This is
right
his
now.
Month. He's allowed to, you know.
Ken?
So. I'm outside, yo.
Oh, you're outside? All right. I'm going to go get you, yeah. All right?
All right.
All right. So, anyway. So, well, that's okay. I was going to talk to Crespo anyway about this. So, obviously.
Tell me more about Axum.
So, the best part is about that, I always tell my kids, you know, it's that Indiana Jones was filmed in the wrong location then.
Yes, it was.
It should have been in Africa.
Right. That's crazy.
Right.
What was it? Morocco? No, Egypt.
In Egypt. In Egypt. So it was Indiana Jones who was digging in the wrong place.
No, wrong. That's so funny. They made that big line in the movie, too. That's what I'm saying. It right. sounds like a movie like modern day Indiana Jones. It'd be like National Treasure, mm-hmm. right? Taking something that's like real history and then working in some crazy movie. People are like, oh, we're going to get the Ten Commandments. They claim to have it in the temple. What if they do have it? We're going to find out.
Right.
We use this crazy like satellite technology to scan. It's down there. We know it is. That's the new the Tomb Raider movies or something like that.
Right. And yeah, it just gets ignored. And maybe it's because it's in Africa and nobody really wants to acknowledge that mm-hmm. myth right there.
Maybe because it's old school biblical, maybe. Old Ten Commandments thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But the Ark of the Covenant, according to Ethiopia, is right there.
That's crazy. I say we go. I say we
go.
Put the team together.
Yeah, the temple is right there.
What are these guys doing?
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so we're talking about Ethiopia.
Yeah, so the Axum Empire, they were pretty rocking up until they eventually fall in about the year 7800.
Okay.
Due to global warming scenarios.
What kind of global warming?
Yeah, I need to know this because they said it's not real. So.
Well, the Earth,
mostly Republicans.
The Earth goes through warming and cooling phases every few hundred years. That's just a natural thing.
Oh, so the cars have no effect into this stuff?
Well, the question now is whether or not we've amplified or prolonged our warming period.
Yo, somebody married this dude.
Yeah.
He knows this stuff. Yo.
Yeah, he knows. He's married. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. All right.
So, the warming period is always good for places like Europe and Asia, which are in, like, temperate zones.
You imagine him on top of the girl just saying, like, you know, there's cooling and hot up periods in Africa? Get that.
Oh, girl, you want to do this? Let's do the global warming tonight.
Yeah.
That's what I don't shave and lay on top of.
Tell me about the conquistadors.
Yo, I'm trying to make this Crespo dude laugh. He's totally not laughing.
No, he has to concentrate. Because he has to
write down all the notes.
He's not here.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, good. I can stop. I can
treat him like a Scientologist. Don't even look at him in the eyes.
Am I allowed to Snapchat that I'm here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, cool. Crazy.
Please do.
Okay, go with
that. Your voice is sexy too, B. Not like in like that way, because I'm about to get married.
Yeah.
No, that's cool, man.
So, for the upper regions, it's a good thing, global warming periods, because then
upper regions, like titties. Okay, go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry.
The bosom areas of Africa.
Yo, before he gets into it, anybody listen to this podcast, he might be educated, but we used to call him Peachy Dan, because we used to go to clubs, and he would wear this peach button up, and dance, and Dan can dance, like, Dan, he can dance. Like,
okay.
Yeah, it's so awful, but I love him.
Yo!
When he broke out into Michael Jackson medley at the club in front of all those black people, I'd be like, I don't know this guy. Man. But go ahead, Peachy Dan. I'm sorry.
Right. So, yeah, for places like Europe and Asia, the global warming period is a good thing because it's longer summers, hotter summers, and they can grow better. And they have kind of a golden age. They have their explosions.
Do they even have a winter up there in Ethiopia?
Not really. Okay. So that's why when there's cooling periods, Africa thrives because it's on the equator.
Uh-huh.
But then there's warming periods, Africa doesn't thrive.
Yeah.
Those areas, they get hotter, droughts, and floods, and that's how Axum ends up falling
okay.
until eventually it's kind of nothing by the year 1200.
Okay.
And then it becomes Ethiopia officially by about 1600-1700 in a new type of era. And Ethiopia gets the distinguished title of actually being one of two African nations not conquered by the Europeans in the 19th century when there was a scramble for Africa.
Okay. They fought, Africa, they fought off the Europeans, though?
They fought off the Italians. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. These are the ones that they decided to go into Christianity. They fought them three times?
Beat them three times.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Ethiopians.
Ethiopians.
Well, okay. Black people can fight.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But hold up.
And Italians can't.
Wait, what were the Italians sending? Like kids?
It's the Italian army in the 19th century was kind of a joke.
Yeah, they were all Rick Walters.
They were just a bunch of Luigi's and Mario's with
little hammers. Yo.
Little hammers.
They needed their star to power up and they couldn't. Yo.
Ethiopians are throwing like spears and blow darts and stuff. Right. Am I assuming the spears, obviously.
They got the spears, absolutely.
I've been to Africa.
Did they have any guns?
I don't know if you knew that.
You've been to Africa?
Yeah, Uganda.
Oh, really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I went to Uganda for 3 weeks with President Bush.
Oh, okay.
I keep forgetting he needs to be on detail.
We couldn't eat any meat over there or drink any water. We had to bring all water with us.
Yeah, I
believe that.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, I was shocked. And not to cut your story off.
No.
If you're listening, like you think Africa, you think flies, big stomachs. A lot of people do. Dude, it was like Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was like they're it was a tough. Metropolitan yeah. dude. Like they had.
Wait, was it like the trailer to the Black Panther?
I'm not. Yeah, for real. We didn't have to catch a cab. It was a teleport machine. Bam, we were right at the mall. Like, how do we get here? But I was shocked because I was Jordan expecting it to be what
that's
I
what
saw
it's presented
on TV.
By. Yeah,
and I show up and we go clubbing one night. Which, by the way, they have a club called the Noir Angel. It's Black Angel,
uh-huh.
And the club closes at 7 a.m. So we're leaving at 4 a.m. People walking in. Like, it's beautiful, beautiful area. Only thing I hate about it is, like, man, they got monkeys, like, crazy. So when they clean your hotel room,
racist,
they open up
Ken.
The windows
right.
and monkeys climb in your hotel
what
room.
What kind of monkeys?
Like, little monkeys, man, like the outbreak monkey.
Okay, okay.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Like
yeah, yeah, that yeah. monkey, bro.
My buddy was
they
also...
steal stuff, bro.
My buddy was in the Marines, and he was also... I'm not sure if it was Uganda OVP? Or Nigeria, whatever it was. But Marine Rick, he's told
right,
the story
yep.
a couple times. He's out there, he has a CV from the Navy there, and then the CV decides to throw a piece of banana to one of the baboons. One baboon turns into three baboons. Then all of a sudden, five baboons show
uh-huh.
up. And then all of a sudden, there's an S-load of baboons coming up. And he starts yelling, get in the truck and go. And as they're going, the baboons are just going after the car and stuff like that.
Wow, bro. Yeah, man.
But you got the little outbreak.
Yeah,
little
we had a little money. Yeah. Even though they told us not to feed them, we still did. And then
did you get bit or anything like
nah,
that?
Nah, man.
Anybody get bit in your squad?
I loved it, man. When we left, though, anytime we went overseas, we took our own water, no matter where it was, Russia. Because I've been to Russia, a bunch of other countries. We took our own water. And then right next to our hotel was a school.
Mm-hmm.
And we left 18 pallets of water.
Oh, nice.
But we didn't want to bring it back.
Because right,
we
yeah.
would have had to load the plane. A military plane. We had to load the plane. We left all of it. You couldn't even see the school. It was so much water, man.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
Yeah. So,
but it was doing global warming. I just wanted to add those global warming stuff.
Right. Into that.
This is 2002.
Okay, so Ethiopians fight off the Italians three times.
Three times they're successful.
Okay.
Like I said, they're only one of two African nations that resisted conquest.
What's the other one?
Actually, they're the only African nation that resisted conquest because the other one was Liberia, and that was off limits.
Well, Liberia's in Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was an Asian country.
It was made by the United States.
Yeah, that's why the flag
it was
is...
It was part of their plan to just ship all the black people back to Africa. So they bought that land, made that nation, and then the whole plan fell through.
And the word Liberia...
They didn't have enough money.
It's freedom.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
So that was it. Originally.
So we did get to go back.
No.
Some of us.
The plan was there. Yeah.
Plan was there. We just kidding.
Well, we was doing all that free work. They was like, man, let's keep these. Dang, I
hey,
can't
the
say
boat's
the word.
Ready.
That was the biggest problem. It's like,
the
well,
boat's
that,
ready.
Okay, can I say the N word if I'm using it in a racist term as a white
as
person?
As long as you use it scientifically.
Okay. So the white man was like, let's send all these guys back. And they was like, who gonna do this work? Well, let's keep these. Is that scientific enough?
And then they finish the work. They're like, all right, get in the boat. You know, go back to the side. I just finished.
They just left North Carolina and came down to Louisiana.
So, yeah, when the Europeans were dividing up Africa, that was the one. Liberia is the one thing that said, okay, hands off that one because if we touch the United States, it's going to get involved.
Okay.
But so Ethiopia was on the plate for the Italians to conquer.
In the plate.
Yeah. And they couldn't conquer it. Took them three times. Yeah, so it's kind of Ethiopian history. So yeah, they're a proud nation, man. Ethiopia, they've been great, and they've really been like the heart of East African economies for so many years.
Give me one country in Africa that we would be surprised of, like. Like, I hear a lot about Tanzania. Do you know anything that you can...
I mean, a little bit here and there, but as far as modern African history, I'm not too up to date on it yet. Yeah.
Because I hear Tanzania and stuff like that. I know of Nigeria and South Africa.
What's the country that kidnaps the girls?
Which...
The Boka...
Nigeria.
Is it not... That's Nigeria?
Yeah.
Boka
Kamara. Yeah. That's Nigeria.
That's Nigeria?
That's Nigeria.
Yo.
That's Nigeria.
Because it's so funny, man, because you talk about one part of Nigeria that's flourishing, and then you have that part, and that's how Uganda was. Like, it was one part, you were like, yo, what in the hell is going... Wow, this is amazing. Skyscrapers. Oh, yeah.
It's like Angola. Angola's been involved in the same civil war since the 70s.
The only thing I know about Angola is
Charles Barkley. He's like, Charles Barkley is a bully. That's my African. I'm working on impressions. That's my African. That's okay. Yeah.
Do your Charles Barkley one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man.
No.
I ain't M.O. that dude, brother. Fried chicken. I'm black, by the way, if anybody gets offended by that. I know my voice sounds white, but I'm 100% Negro.
So, I know Angola. South Africa was the deal with the Dutch, right? The Dutch came in.
Yes, the Boers. Mm-hmm.
So what, okay. So
the Voortrekker.
South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a South Africa question after yours. Because I got into an argument with a dude at a chicken restaurant. I need you to square this argument.
No. I'll see what I can do. Right there and then, my story's not going to even touch whatever. So, check argument it. At a chicken store.
It's a restaurant in Forest City called My Kitchen. Chicken and Wing, Chicken and Fish.
Okay.
Hands down, the best wings in Orlando. My Kitchen Wings and Fish.
We got to go.
Lemon pepper, extra lemon pepper. It's right on Forest City. Forest City and 434. It's Forest City, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's on 434.
Should get them to sponsor the show?
Son, I'm telling you. We're Chinese family. They're not going to do that.
Oh, there, come on.
But the wings are amazing. But they got a Mexican working in the back. Anyway,
yeah.
So I walk in, and, you know, black people in the South have this thing where they speak. They're like, hey, how you doing? Hey, what's good? How's your day? God bless. You know, so this guy spoke, and I didn't speak back. I was just on my phone. Mm-hmm. He says, hey, man, you need to speak to me as black people. We need to speak. We had something in the 60s called apartheid here in America, and we weren't speaking to each other. I said, sir, I think you mean civil rights, the civil rights movement. No, my brother, it was apartheid. I said, I think that's South Africa. I think we had the civil rights movement. Same thing, my brother, and walked out. Is that true?
Okay. I can definitely answer that question. There's a difference between
apartheid and segregation.
Dude, I was seriously like, he has to be joking with me. He was older black girl, so you know he
went. Oh, I thought this was the Chinese guy.
No, this is me. It was another black dude. No, the Chinese guy, he's like, oh, you ordered the flat lemon pepper. That's my Chinese. I got that impression too. Oh. And as I rub a beard that I don't have. Oh,
is he wearing a rice hat?
He has a rice hat too. Oh,
was he dressed like Raiden from Mortal
Kombat? Oh, you know, tipped. That's me throwing stars if you can't see it. But I had an argument, and he was an older black gentleman, so I was kind of like, is he messing with me? But he was serious, and I'm like, I don't think, sir, I don't think they're the same thing. Am I wrong?
It was really harsh in South Africa. Apartheid was definitely
okay. Explain
rough.
Apartheid.
Okay,
quick.
So apartheid was basically
First of all, how you say it? Because he says apartheid, I say apartheid.
Apartheid.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big tone.
The H is silent. It's really apartheid.
Apartheid.
Yeah.
You said thigh, though, like Joe Theismann.
Barthigh?
Yeah.
I hate you so much today.
So for this one, blacks were regulated to their ghettos. They had to stay in their neighborhoods.
When did this happen? Okay, was South Africa...
1947.
Okay, but it just all of a sudden the Dutch just showed up?
No, what happened was the British... you're talking about colonial history or our apartheid history?
We're talking about apartheid history.
Okay, yeah.
Pedro going back to when Jesus was born.
All right, so by 1947, the Dutch are no longer in control of South Africa. The British are.
Okay.
And the British told the South Africans, this was after World War II, you're going to get your freedom.
Okay.
So they got their freedom. And the whites, who were in charge of South Africa still... The native South African whites, and you can call them the native South African whites because they've been there for about 300 years, all right?
Okay.
So They were really worried.
Where did they come from?
They were the Dutch descendants. They were the descendants of the Dutch who came in the 1600s, and they had had property and land for 300 years
now. Okay.
So by all means, they are South African.
See, okay, so I'm going to keep going back and back. Why did the Dutch go to Africa?
Because they wanted different colonies, and they were looking for new farmland. It was a thing to get by. To
and
get
they wanted to beach something in the beach.
They went all the way down to South Africa because most of the other places were already claimed by the Spanish and the Portuguese.
Okay.
So they had to go all the way to the end. All
right.
Where all the sharks are.
Right, in South Africa.
All the flying sharks.
South Africa is the perfect weather because it's the same latitude, similar latitude and climate to Europeans, so they could farm easily the same stuff that they did, and it was why it took in South Africa.
All right, now I got the Dutch thing. All right,
so go. The Dutch minorities, the whites, the Boers there, they were like, well, if we have freedom, if we give this freedom to everybody else and let all the blacks vote and everything like that, they outnumber us. They're going to take control. So... And they were worried the blacks were going to just take revenge for all those years of being at the bottom.
Yeah.
So they quickly make apartheid, segregating the blacks, taking away their freedoms. They can't vote. They can't be in certain areas at certain times. Like, the only way you could be in a white neighborhood is if you had papers of employment saying, I'm going to this person's house to go clean it.
Okay.
So that was it's a completely different thing. They had to be on certain buses at certain times to go to the white neighborhood for work. And if you missed that bus, you had to stay in the ghetto.
Okay.
And then you'd possibly be fired. They had totally different laws. There were laws for whites, laws for blacks. It was a completely different system. There were definitely areas they weren't allowed to be in. You could shoot a black on sight, and you wouldn't suffer any ramifications for it if they were in the white zone unofficially. So it was definitely...
Hey, that's like District 9, bro.
Yeah, it was. District 9 is about apartheid in South Africa.
I hated that movie. Yeah.
District 9 is all about apartheid.
I thought you were going to say, it's like, it's like the police now.
Yeah, pretty much like the police.
Right. So it's a little bit more extreme than segregation in America.
More extreme than lynching, penises being cut off, tongues being cut off, Emmett Till.
Wait. Hold.
Yeah, because it's government sanctioned.
Yeah,
like well, still,
we're gonna
second little government sanctioned. Yeah. I'm not saying one's worse than the other, but
right. Apartheid went from 1946 to
1992.
Till 92,
yeah,
dang son,
till
92. Yeah, you don't remember
those Free South Africa stickers that were going around in the 80s? That was because of apartheid was still going on. It was the only thing in the entire thing in the 1980s that the Soviet Union and the United States agreed on.
I thought it was in the 80s. I didn't think it ended in 92.
Yeah, 92.
Because I remember they had that song of Don't Play Sun City.
They finally what? F.W. Leclerc releases Mandela. They have the open elections, and then eventually Mandela...
Released Mandela?
F.W. Leclerc.
He's total bum. Anybody uses the initials for their name is a total bum. Except for D.L. Hughley, he's cool.
He looked like Phil Silvers.
J.R. Smith.
He looked like F.W. Leclerc looked like Peter Sellers from Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, which one?
The president. He looked just like him.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Special delivery joke. It's good?
Yeah, I drink another one. You ain't going to be mad.
That's what they're there for. Help yourself. Drink as many as they like.
So, let me see which one you got. You got the one with
the OPP?
The OPP, yo.
Orange Blossom Pills, their flagship beer.
Does it say how many calories?
I don't know.
Like it's about 110
breasts
calories.
Now, yo. I'm fat since the last time you saw me, baby.
So that was apartheid. It was government sanctioned. You had to stay there. It was cramped down. You couldn't vote, couldn't talk about it. That's why Mandela was in prison for so long. He tried to, he got caught for that bombing. Or attempted bombing, and then he stayed in prison for 50 years.
50 years, yo. Then became president.
Yep.
In that little cell.
I voted for him.
And up until 94, blacks still could not vote because the whites were so afraid that if they ever gave them the power to vote, they would find themselves at the bottom, uh-huh. And apartheid would switch. They'd find themselves in the ghetto, etc.
What about black people not from South Africa? Where do you want to visit? Like vacation.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm not actually sure what the policy was on that.
I would love to know that.
Yeah, I'd look it up because I would not know. So that was...
Because I hear like a bunch of people like, I'm going to South Africa. Like, I don't know, B. They got that apartheid thing going on.
Yeah.
I don't want to get stuck in the zone with them aliens.
I'm more like, hey, you want to go to South Africa?
I don't know.
Flying sharks.
I don't know if they had any kind of like, 12 years of slave stuff where the guy ended up,
Forget 12 years a slave. You see the movie Detroit? Make you hate police, bro.
Really?
White people. I love Whitey, this kid.
So it's, yeah, it's not South Africa, or the apartheid years, essentially.
Not to change the subject, this room is dope, bro.
Isn't it, though?
We love it. It's so dope, man.
I like when first-time guests come over here.
It's so, like, I'm looking around like, wow, this is dope, man.
Yeah, did you see the RoboCop over there?
Yeah,
I think it was the first episode or something like that. I just bugged out.
It was a Crespedito
episode. It was a Crespedito episode. It's like, oh!
How long have y'all been doing this podcast now?
So this one here?
September. Yeah. I know the ones before this, but like...
Starting...
And this, I'm assuming this is your idea, because you smart.
This is
Pedro's idea.
This was...
What?
Yeah.
Pedro ain't that smart.
No, that's why he wanted to do an education show. But he's smart.
Me and Dan always talked about doing this. We always talked about doing something like this. Obviously, Dan is the one that brings the material. Mm-hmm. I just...
Yeah, you know, man. But so who sits in this chair?
Our guests.
All right. I'm just saying, you ever need a fourth person?
That phone is crackling. Get that phone off the thing.
You ever need a fourth person? You need comic relief, and I can get away on Thursday nights.
Okay.
Because I'm about to get married.
Hey Dan, tell us about African weddings.
I don't know anything about African weddings.
Yeah, do they jump the broom? No, I had to actually beg my fiance to jump the broom because I'm from the South. Well, she's from Florida, and she was like, I don't want to do that. I said, but that's like, I'm from the country. A lot of people don't consider Florida the South. I don't know why.
Because it's the subtropics and not the, it's not the same temperate deciduous.
So I had to talk her into jumping the broom.
So what are you guys going to do? You guys going to slit the throat of a goat or something?
My mom said something about she's supposed to cut some cord. And I'm like, nah, we're not doing that. I said, this is my second marriage, so you cut the cord already. And I'm not even, I'm her favorite child now because I support her. Yeah. But before I was her favorite child, but I paid most of her bills on that.
Yeah, so now you're not going to do a cord thing for her?
Yeah. Who?
For your lady.
Not courting
it. What are you guys gonna do for the
probably something
like different. A normal wedding. We doing our normal vows and
are you gonna stomp on the glass?
Son, you gonna be there. You'll see.
I know.
You get fitted for your tux?
Yeah, all I've already paid for it.
You did? 100%. Yeah, nice. You all right with me. But just saying, for real, I would love to. Because Pedro don't ever want me to shine, bro.
What do you mean, don't want you to shine?
I don't know, Pedro. Just
I always ask you to come over and, yo, can you... Nah, man.
Yeah, but it's normally because I'm on the road and he ain't no more. Right. So...
You know, man.
Pedro doesn't like when I call him my idol, by the way.
I got to do cake testing.
Yo, I got to do cake testing. Other Crespo... Because he's other Crespo to me. Other Crespo, like Pedro is my, to help me get started in comedy.
Yeah,
and he won't accept it that he's my idol and he built this right here.
I hate. It's not that I really hate. It's just embarrassing sometimes. Because he'll go in here.
Especially if I'm drunk.
Oh, he does the intro. And then the expectation he puts out there. It's like, man.
Jeez.
And then it sucks because me and Ken only know one speed when we do comedy. And that's the problem. Like, that's the problem. It's like a lot of people puts us on shows, and it's if you're gonna put me in the middle, it's like, all right, it's cool. I'll do the middle spot. But you got
to follow this.
But I only know one speed,
right?
So Ken does his speed, and you know I can follow Ken, and Ken can follow me and stuff like that because we always go hard on the paint. But what Ken does, he goes hard on the paint. And then sets the expectation for me to like to even go.
And he always beats that expectation. Don't listen to this ass. 100%, bro.
Yeah.
So just saying, man, I would love to come sit in here every Thursday.
Nah, dude, you're more than welcome.
No. I want you to say, kid, every Thursday.
Ken, every Thursday.
Other Crespo, I'm in.
Feel free to come.
But
down,
Dan, man. I need you to email me the topics.
Okay.
No,
I'll let you know ahead of time.
Yes, let me know ahead of time.
I will.
And don't wear pink headphones next time.
those are trademarks.
Those are legacy headphones.
Yeah.
And we also don't record every Thursday. So three Thursdays
it's out once a month.
It's once a month.
Oh, that's even better.
Because we're married.
We do two episodes. Because we got married, we got children.
Yeah, that's true. So we talk about Africa. Let's talk about all this money that we raised, does it really go to Africa, though?
Not really.
Where does it go?
Yes, I need to know.
Well, it's part of it goes to Africa, but it goes to the African politicians who keep it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Kind of like the Red Cross CEO.
Exactly. It really, like, I would say about
10
to 20% of your contributions actually reach the African people, if you're lucky.
Hold up. 10%?
10 to 20% maybe reach the African
really?
People.
Yeah. Wow. Way. So we raise $1 billion and they only get, what's 10% of a billion? $10,000. That might be like 0.1%, right. But okay.
It's pretty bad. I mean, some are okay. That's why I usually always encourage people to donate actual items, you know, because cash usually gets through. You had to donate
Carolina Panthers second place Super Bowl shirt. Yeah. Uh-huh. I know I bought one. I got one.
It's a bunch of African kids with the Atlanta Falcons championship shirts.
Which is interesting because in African history, Africa was also at one time the wealthiest country in the entire world.
Well, that's the part.
Country or continent?
Mali, the country of Mali, was at one time the wealthiest country.
Mali Percocet.
Was at one time the wealthiest country in the world.
But here's the thing. Africa, I was watching a documentary about Residente, which is a Spanish rapper from Puerto Rico. And he goes Boca Faso.
Okay.
Or Buca Faso.
Yeah, that's on the East Coast, or the West Coast.
And one of their sayings is that that's the land of the straight man kind of thing, because they have the ability that they can raise their own stuff. They could be the richest thing. How did they get, for lack of a better word, castrated that they cannot benefit from their...
White people. And let me explain. Yeah.
Hashtag white people.
Cecil Rhodes is the biggest cause of Africa's problems.
Okay.
He was a British businessman, and he's the reason that you had the colony of Rhodesia for a little while.
Okay.
He founded a little company called the De Beers Corporation.
Blood Diamond.
The De Beers Corporation, and he used his influence, spread his influence. It is the only worldwide monopoly. They own every single diamond mine in the world.
Wow.
Every time you buy a natural diamond, you are supporting the De Beers Corporation.
Is that bad or good?
That's bad. That's that whole blood diamond stuff.
You know how much my fiance...
A kid that probably only has like a nub and three knuckles.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Nubby for making my fiance ring.
Yeah, buying a synthetic.
Little nub. She loves her ring, little nub.
Buying a synthetic.
Does he play for UCF now?
Damn.
Hey, can you bleep that out?
No, don't bleep it.
No, we don't bleep it.
Don't bleep it, because then people expect that coming from me, and they need to know it comes from Ken.
All right, stay in it.
Yeah, I'm already banned for it. I got a question, too, after you finish explaining the blood diamond.
So, the only way to stop the monopoly is to buy synthetic factory diamonds, because anything natural benefits the Beers Corporation. He set that monopoly up back in 1890.
Wow, bro.
He was called the King of Diamonds, because he really was. So yeah, and then so that really
my question is next, B. You can't come.
That really screwed over the Africans,
bro.
And the other part was
that's a teacher. I just throw paper stuff at them.
they made the Africans westernized, and that was the biggest problem.
Interrupt them.
They forced the Africans to settle in big cities, and the problem is in Africa you can't settle in big cities because disease and malaria and things like that.
Oh, son, I've been there.
Once it spreads.
They made them do European cities. In the European cities, you set up a city by a river, because that's what you did. You set up a city by a river in Africa, you're in the mosquitoes hotel.
You ever took a malaria pill?
No.
When I was in the military, we had to take malaria pills when we went to Thailand. Mm-hmm. And they're about that big. If you can't see... They're about the size of a little baby penis. So it's good to break them up. I'm serious.
Big ass baby penis.
Junior penis is this big.
There's grown men that I know that are really proud just to.
That's about me. But look. Damn,
is this black baby penis?
So, I'm telling you, and when Junior was in the hospital, bro, and I had to help him pee, I was like, yo, why did I not get this? It's huge, bro. So, Dan, check this out. So I have this argument with my coworker all the time, right? That. You know, I from what I'm taught, the whites came over, took Africans, and brought them back. He's saying that the majority of slaves were sold.
Correct.
So we did sell a lot of people.
I
need to know, because I'd be arguing at work, bro.
So here's the problem with saying the we sold slave, because there was a certain empire called the Songhai Empire. Yes, they were an African empire, and they sold slaves to the Europeans. Did they sell Songhai citizens? No. They went down to the south, fought rival tribes, took prisoners there, and sold it. So, yes, it was Africans selling Africans, but it's not exactly...
their own Africans.
Not like their own relation. So, it was just,
North Carolina would fight Florida Whatever they took from Florida, they would sell.
Right. Oh, so, yeah, okay, you're selling Americans, but you're not selling North Carolinians.
Oh, gotcha, yo. Because I argue all the time about it. I said, yeah, but how big was that? Was it more that we sold, or was it more that they came and stole?
Well, you guys had the distribution center.
No. The Europeans never went in there with ropes and everything like that. They were already prepackaged.
Yeah, it was on
the
a Pokemon.
Dang, son.
They were ready to buy.
Wait, you thought they went in there with like a butterfly catch?
Yeah, man.
I caught a robot.
So, white people innovative like that, yo. Hey, I got this hook. Yeah. I'm just hook black people in.
It actually is. Slavery ended up screwing up Africa, too. Because there was so much, they made so much money selling.
Dangerous catch?
Hold on, I got to hear this story, because I'd be arguing. I'm like, dangerous catch like that.
Bunch of crabs in the back.
Because I've been arguing at work.
Yes.
Okay.
Africans did sell Africans, but it was a different tribe altogether.
Okay, cool.
But they made so much money selling it to the Europeans, it sustained their economy for 300 years, the Songhai Empire. And to the fact that they were making so much money off slavery, they didn't bother to venture into any other avenues. So that's why Africans didn't get guns or cannons or anything. It didn't keep up with anyone else, because they were making so much money off the slave trade, they thought it would never end. Then, when the Europeans stopped doing slavery around the 1800s, all the cash dried up. Now they had no money, no technology, and no weapons. And they were next on the list to be colonized.
That was called
And they
karma.
Couldn't defend themselves because they were too busy making that money.
That's
and
karma
not,
right yep. there. Selling your own people. That's right, bro.
Oh, here yep. they come.
Yo, selling your... If you don't know what that is, Pedro's making it rain on Europeans.
Yeah, it's not a yep. video podcast.
Nah, I'm sorry. I'm
just... But yeah, it's the slavery ended up screwing the Africans both ways.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Okay, all right. So I apologize to my coworkers because I totally was like, nah, white people totally came and stole us, bro. Because you look any slave movie, we being stolen.
Stolen, right. You know, you were ready to go all packaged up. It was a slave Costco.
Well, what that mean?
Putting the wheels down.
Yeah, putting the wheels down. We got 5 minutes.
Yo, it's 9 o'clock.
I know. We do a second episode.
Okay, cool, man. Yeah. What we got to talk about
I'm
now?
I'm getting nervous, B.
We're going to do American Black History next.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, we son, keep it local. I really hate white people.
Man.
There we go. Yeah.
If you thought this episode was all over the place.
Wait
to the next one.
So yeah, at one point, the wealthiest nation in the world became the poorest continent in the world.
And that's called karma.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you got the Blood Diamond, the Beers
right.
people. But then, I think Vice did it a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. They did a report. The pieces that, there's a mineral that's used for the cell phones. And
lithium.
Stuff, that's mined in Africa and stuff like that. So who owns that? The jobs?
The African corporations, that's for sure. And basically, it's essentially like putting a Walmart supercenter in a community.
That's what I'm talking about. The black man owned that. Biggity black, yo. I got my fist up. God dang, y'all need a camera in here, bro.
All the money
is bombing, son. I mean,
all the money making companies in Africa are owned by whites.
Africa should actually be like the Black Panther trailer.
It would be fantastic if it was. And again, it once was a long time ago, but it hasn't been since 1500.
Dang, bro.
Get on it,
Chadwick. At one point, Mansa Musa was the wealthiest man in world history. Even still today, no one comes close to how much money that man had.
And nobody knows who that dude is, but exactly. Everybody knows who Dikembe Mutombo is.
Right. Yeah,
Thanks to Geico commercials.
And Manupo.
Yeah. Adjusted for inflation, Mansa Musa, the leader of the Mali Empire, would be worth $400 billion today.
M-A-L-I,
Mali.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, they were Mali, once, bro. Like I said, the height of Western civilization.
You got to read that?
Yeah, every time I got to plug this, this show. Player. Guys, this has been Devils in the Details. Right. You know where to reach us at. You can email us at devilsinthedetailsshow@gmail.com. Reach us at Facebook at PFT Media, the greatest media extravaganza there is in the extravaganza of media. A lot of shows are available there. You can catch Lady Reptastic. You can catch our episode on Simon Says Trivia. Simna Crespediso.
We just debuted a new show, State of the Beer Union.
Right.
What would a podcast network be without a show about beer? So we got one now.
We got the What the Fuzz? Good Conversation. Scotch and Good Conversation.
Yep.
Tons of shows.
Orlando Opinions.
There you go. You won't get bored. You can catch shows on iTunes, Stitchers, Google Play, TuneIn, or wherever podcast is sold. We are now on Spotify, baby. And the way to find us, you gotta go. You gotta find PFT Media, because I was trying to find an epic. Like I was trying to listen to a show in particular, and it wouldn't pull up that way. You gotta search it as PFT Media, and then you'll see all the shows there.
That is the easiest way to find it.
Cinema Cuspidiso show is not there.
No,
I'm having some difficulty with that one for some reason.
The problem going it's on weird. There.
Mothership.
Yeah.
So make sure you share us on Spotify, rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Uh-huh. And until next time.
Waiting on you, Beyonce.
Bitch.
Thank you. Good night. You've been terrific, really. Love you. Thank you for being so special tonight. And putting up with the rain. And putting up with us.
Because I decided with New England, I'm just going to do each individual state to not so I don't blow my brains out every time.
Okay.
So this is Connecticut food.
And okay. Yes. Yeah. And there's only so much seafood you can do.
They do a white clam pizza.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to try it out.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Especially when the last time you did something with clam fucking stunk up the fucking Chipito, place.
Yeah, it's a horrible idea. But that I know my mistake pizza. Was there, but this one, yeah. White clam pizza. And we're going to do steamed cheeseburgers. That they do over there.
Oh yeah,
how does that work?
Yeah, you just put the cheese, put the meat in the steamer, man. You just steam it,
and it makes the bread a little soggy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just yeah. Well, Crystal does steam buns.
So we got steamed cheeseburgers, Philadelphia scrapple, and cheesesteaks and pretzels.
Steamed burgers
and Stromboli. I'm making some Stromboli because I'm buying the pizza stone anyway. I might as well make some more Italian stuff while I'm at it.
A PFT Media production.